Finding Your People is a 5-day study with Jenny Allen, and it's all about relationships. That's what we learned in day one, that we are created for relationships. God did not create us to be lonely. In fact, in day two, we learned that God is and should be our center of affection.
Mm-hmm.
Day three, we found out we're at war.
We are at war because the enemy is going to try and take it away from us. Anything that's good and what God wants for us is going to be attacked. Right?
And in day four, we learned that despite all the disappointing people, there is one. We can always trust him.
Right.
So let's wrap up this 5-day study now.
Ephesians 2 tells us that we, you and I and everyone ever to live, were dead in our trespasses and sins, and that we were children of wrath, meaning that we deserved for God to send a meteor our way. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. Ephesians 2:3-5.
Jesus rescuing us from our sin and giving us a way out changes not only our eternal future with him, but also empowers us to love like him here on earth. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation in 2 Corinthians 5:18.
You and I are to give that reconciliation and hope away to living, breathing, broken, longing people. God purposefully set you in your place and in your time to love people in such a way that they will feel their way toward him and find him.
Jesus not only provides the means to live a full, thriving life with each other and with God the Father, he also modeled how it would look like. He laughed and learned and sang and grew up in the context of a village. He found his people in unexpected places, not universities or temples. His people were prostitutes, uneducated fishermen, hated tax collectors, children, and mothers-in-law. They were often, by any onlooker's estimation, the wrong ethnicity, the wrong gender, the wrong age, the wrong status, the wrong personality type, the wrong people.
In other words, they didn't look like him?
No, they didn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't fit the mold.
Jesus' people were all wrong, except that they were willing, and they were wanting, and they were all in.
All in. Jesus made a habit of pushing away crowds and eating with his 12. Within that 12, there were three he spent most time with. But what began in a village with a tight group of people would reach generations and the ends of the earth. This is the end game of community. We find our people, and together we build safe, beautiful outposts that offer the love of God.
And Jesus said in John 15, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you.
Ephesians 2:4-8. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God.
In 2 Corinthians 5:17-19, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. And this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
Dear Lord, in this weary, tired world, it feels like just more work to be all in with people who have hurt us. Help me to focus on the end game, building a community, a circle of friends that can be a beautiful beacon of your love. May nothing stand in the way of the relationships you are preparing for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.